Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and I am your host this morning, broadcasting from our studio here in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber. And today, we're talking about roads, the people who plan them, the people who build them, maintain them, update them, and the folks who look out for the people who drive on them. Our guest today is Jessica Felix, the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation, and we're looking forward to hearing from her today. But first, two important thank yous I want to pass along. A shout out to our producer, Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, back in the studios this morning, and our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. My guest today hails from the great state of Wisconsin, which of course is the land of dairy, milk, and cheese. But a few years ago, she took over the role as District 3 engineer for the Iowa DOT and moved her family to Sioux City. We're glad she did, so please welcome Jessica Felix to the Grow Siouxland podcast. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
We appreciate you taking the time to be here today. I know you've got a kind of a crazy busy schedule and a large coverage area.
We do. I do.
So for the folks who are listening this morning, can you explain what your role is as the District 3 engineer for the Iowa DOT?
So as the District 3 engineer, I oversee the primary highway system for the 19 counties in northwest Iowa. Those primary highways would be the interstate, the U.S. highways, and then the Iowa. So if you see it, Iowa, like 31, I don't oversee anything with gravel.
Nothing with gravel. Those are all county roads.
Those are county secondary roads. Yep.
Do you ever, as a DOT person, drive on the county roads?
We do for detours and partnerships with the counties.
And figuring those things out.
Yep.
So you took over this role just a couple of years ago in Sioux City.
Yep. I relocated here in February of 22. So been here about 4.5 years. And it's been a great experience to relocate my family from northern Wisconsin to Sioux City.
Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, your family here, your husband Dan and two boys.
Yep, my husband and I have been married probably, it'll be 21 years this fall.
Oh, congrats.
And then we have two boys, then they're at Bishop Heal and Holy Cross. And so they've really enjoyed moving to Sioux City because prior to this, we lived out in the country.
Oh, so now they're city slickers.
Now they're city slickers. Yep.
I love that. And I do want to do a shout out to your son, Edison, who was actually one of the finalists and went to the state civics bee.
Yep. So this was Edison's second year participating in the state civics bee. He has been the runner up at the Siouxland Regional 2 years in a row as a sixth grader and a seventh grader. And this year he received third place. He is hoping to come back with a vengeance next year. And then my youngest son, Miles, will be eligible to compete. And there's a little bit sibling rivalry there, and he's hoping to beat his brother.
I love that. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that next year. And once again, your kids are some smart cookies. And any of those kids that hop up there in the civics bee, it's so impressive what they do.
It's tough competition. I mean, they have the 20 questions of Q&A of things on Federalist Papers and who is the Supreme Court Justice 20 years ago, succession. And then they got in there because they wrote an essay that was graded. And the top five for finals have to go in front of a judge's panel and answer three questions after a 3-minute presentation. So they see the gamut of civics, and it's very important. So
yeah, and the leaders of tomorrow.
Yep.
That's fantastic. And they're middle schoolers, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. My guest today is Jessica Felix, who is the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation. And Jessica, you came from Wisconsin, as we said, the land of dairy, but you are not a Badger.
I am not. I am a full-fledged maroon and gold Minnesota Gopher.
Different Big Ten school.
Yes. I had the opportunity to go to the University of Minnesota to get my Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering with an emphasis in structures and project management. And then I threw the javelin for the women's gopher track and field team.
The javelin.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you get started? I've got there's a lot to unpack in this. So let's start with how did you, come about being a javelin athlete? Like that's your field event.
Interestingly enough, you cannot throw javelin in high school. So my
That's probably smart.
I threw the shot put and discus.
Okay.
And my high school track coach was on the Olympic team with my college track coach. And so I was a walk-on for the University of Minnesota. And she looked at my body type and everything I had done and said, we're going to teach you how to throw the javelin.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was not that impressive. My teammate, Barbara, is the two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, my goodness.
And the number two javelin thrower, I was the number three. The number two javelin thrower was the Finnish national champion.
Oh, wow.
So, but it was a fantastic experience. Learned a lot. Got to meet a lot of people. It's actually a pretty small world, the track world, track and field world is. Yeah. But a lot of camaraderie. So
when you talk about, so obviously you didn't just go to school at the University of Minnesota for track and field. You went there and you have engineering degrees. So talk a little bit about what kind of led you down that path.
So I have always wanted to build things and I like problem solving. I'm quintessential engineer. I like math and science. I was in my AP physics class and I had a wonderful instructor, Mr. Kabibo. And he was like, what are you going to do when you graduate? I said, well, maybe I'll be an accountant or maybe I'll be an architect. And he told me to go to engineering days at the University of Wisconsin. And I came back and I was hooked. So I declared my major immediately to be in civil engineering. My great grandfather was a civil engineer for the railroad in Chicago. So it's kind of in my blood.
Yep.
And so I started out there at the University of Minnesota and worked in the structures lab for 3 years, 4 years. For professors and grad students. And that's where I learned how to drill bolt holes and weld and kind of took their experiments and would instrumentate them. And then they would defend their thesis off of that.
Oh, wow. So did you have it at any point? Like, where did you go? I think I want to work for the Department of Transportation, because you worked in that field in Wisconsin before you came to Sioux City.
Correct. So actually, when I graduated from the University of Minnesota, I did vertical construction first. I worked for a private consulting firm and did post-tension buildings, 17-story skyscraper, a music hall, a water park, indoor water park. I actually designed the sky bridge at the Isle of Capri on the east side of the state, the casino.
Really?
That hotel and the sky bridge out to the casino, I worked on that as a young engineer. Okay. And then for four almost 5 years, I was the structural engineer for Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. So my firm had the contract with them. And that's where I kind of got into getting back to the roots of civil engineering as civil service. And so after 10 years in the Twin Cities, my husband and I moved back to Western Wisconsin and I started at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Okay. So when, and obviously you've got your hands in a lot of different projects that are incredibly cool. And I always think of, once again, engineering for women of our age was always considered a non-traditional career. So what advice would you have for the young women out there who might want to consider a career in engineering?
I think the engineering field has progressed tremendously in the last 20 years, and there's a lot more opportunities. I think what you start to do is you play to your strengths, and you start to go, what's that path and what are those potential options? When I went to engineering day back as a senior in high school, it was a general engineering. And so it was like, well, you could be a mechanical engineer. You could be an electrical engineer. You could be an industrial engineer. My cousin actually is an industrial engineer for Collins Aerospace. She's an Iowa State grad. But in high school, she was involved in robotics. And that's how she kind of went that route. So I also think it's just as important to figure out what you don't want to do.
Correct. Correct. But it's great to have examples of of folks who see something and go, oh, that's kind of interesting. Because like you said, I liked math, right? You liked math and you thought you might do accounting, but took it down a different path. So I love that. Oh, fantastic. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. My guest today is Jessica Felix, who's the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the local projects taking place here in Siouxland.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy, and we're joined this Saturday morning with Jessica Felix, who is the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation. Based in Sioux City, you cover 19 counties in Northwest Iowa, which is a huge area.
It is a very big area since there's 99 counties in Iowa. Absolutely. So we have roughly a fifth.
Roughly a fifth of the state that you're responsible for. So when you think of all the roads, interstates, state highways, bridges, all of those things, that's a lot to comprehend.
Right. And then I'm also kind of the de facto rep for railroads, ports, and the airport. You know, those are centrally managed and kind of the program based out of Ames. However, I help give that feedback, or I can sit in a meeting or bring back feedback from a community here in Northwest Iowa to our central office in DOT and say, hey, we have an issue at the airport. Yeah. How can we help problem solve this?
Wonderful. And before we hop into some of the projects that you're currently working on or your crews are currently working on, I want to talk about a couple of the things that you've been able to do here recently, talking about finding solutions. And one is the Highway Helper Program that a lot of folks may not even realize that you're doing here locally.
Yeah, so most people will think of we just build roads or they'll see our snowplow out there. But what we also do in our communities is we were able to bring in Highway Helper, which is a kind of roadway assist for folks. You sometimes will see it in the Quad Cities or in Des Moines. But we were seeing that there was a need here in Sioux City. And so for about my first year here, I was really getting the analytics down to justify that. They are pretty much Monday through Friday. They start 6 a.m. and go through p.m. rush hour. And if you call 911, they'll decide, you know, do they need a tank of gas? Or if there was a roadway incident, they might be the first one on the scene and put up the arrow board until the first responders get there. They'll pick up sometimes some roadkill, things like that. But we're seeing a lot of benefit here in Sioux City. And then if we have special events, too, they'll be around on a weekend, like if we were to host RAGBRAI again.
Yep. On those big traffic events. Yep. Well, and I've seen them quite a bit on I-29 in Sioux City. And, you know, for folks who have a flat tire and just need that assistance in that moment, what a great beneficial thing that's
been. And then they have a direct radio connection to our maintenance staff and also to law enforcement. So they can say, hey, I'm going to need X, Y, or Z. Can you come out and help?
Yep. And you alluded to the fact that some of what they do is pick up the stuff that's on the highway that, you know, whether that was a tire that exploded or you the roadkill or things like that. But I also want to do a shout out to you and thank you for all the help that you have offered the community in terms of helping with our litter problem. Because that's, you know, when we have folks drive through our community, we want it to look the best it can. Right. And so, and you've had crews that have helped along that way.
So we're kind of unique because we're come across the river with Missouri and you've got in the Big Sioux and you've got all that wind and things like that. So that litter debris can become a roadway hazard as well. And so we want to be able to help partner and clean up with that. And we appreciate that partnership with Downtown Partners, Sioux City, A lot of these businesses here in the tri-state area, and sometimes we'll be able to do a focused cleanup and get more bang for our buck ahead of hosting large events like the U.S. handball.
Yep. Or the NAIA tournaments. Correct. Yep. When we have all these guests come into town. So
yes.
Appreciate your help in the past. Just for the folks that are listening at home, if they're driving along State Highway, the interstate, and they see something is obviously fallen out of somebody's vehicle or something, there's large debris, do they call 911 or what do they need to do?
If it's a hazard and you think somebody else could crash into it, yes. Chances are, though, if it's along the interstate or the bypass, we might have already seen it. We do have some traffic cameras and we'll look at that. And my crews are out there patching potholes, working on signs. And so we usually get a pretty big notification if it's going to be there or not.
Fantastic. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. I'm talking today with Jessica Felix, the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation. And so we're going to talk about some projects because you've got your work cut out for you with a lot of the different things that are going on. So first, let's talk about the Gordon Drive project in Sioux City. We're talking about a viaduct that has been there for years, and this is taking properties up. It's the design, the new design. I've seen pictures. It looks pretty cool, but it's not just one viaduct, one bridge. It's going to be like a two-hump camel, if you will.
So this bridge is exciting. It's one of the reasons I was really happy to join the Iowa Department of Transportation. I got to meet a lot of the stakeholders as we refined the design back in 2022 and held the design charrette and looked at what we needed to do to reignite that former Stockyards area, the Bacon Creek Channel, and what could we change? And so the Gordon Drive Viaduct, Bacon Creek Conduit, we're going to have the let. That means we're going to put out for bid about a year from now. But leading up to that, we are doing utility moves. We've been purchasing properties and demolishing to make room for things. It's going to be transformative. There'll be connection down Cunningham that's not there right now. And it should hopefully kind of bring some energy to an area that people kind of just drive straight through.
And that's really what it's been. It's like, hey, when it was designed, it was like, just get us over the railroad tracks. But there's a whole area downtown in that area. You're talking about the Seaboard Triumph Expo Center.
Correct.
There's Home Depot. There's other things and opportunities to develop or redevelop that area as well.
Right. And you can see it from the interstate. So one of the other nice things would be is aesthetically, you'll be able to see some really interesting features on it. And we're hoping to have the big reveal of that in early October.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So timeline on the Gordon Drive, you're letting out bids. When do we expect construction? When are we hopeful that that might be finished?
The structure you'll see under construction starting next year, about July, August. You're seeing the buildings being demolished right now. You'll see utility relocates, and the city's doing a bunch of work ahead of time on the roads with storm sewer and water. It will be 3 years.
Okay.
So.
All right. And once again, people don't like construction. Let's face it, none of us like construction or the detours or things like that. But the end result is fantastic.
Yeah, and we're partnering with the chamber, with businesses, with downtown partners, so that way folks can get their access to those local businesses that might be affected and understand what's going on.
Okay, let's talk about Highway 75, because you've got some projects along Highway 75 north of town, in Merrill. Talk a little bit about that.
So last year we just finished the reconstruction of US 75 between Sioux City and Merrill, and completed that last section. We have a planning study with BNSF and us to look at a grade separation on US 75 and Merrill to have it where you don't have to stop at the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. Hoping to get that off the ground in the next 5 years or so, but it's at the planning level. At C70 and C80, we're going to put in two reduced conflict intersections so that way we can keep operations mobility, but bring in some more safety there. So,
okay. All right. And then let's also talk about I-29, because the South Bridge development is, that will be huge for economic development in our community. When you talk about that extra interchange that is going in south of Sergeant Bluff.
So that was led by Woodbury County. And because it's along the interstate with our agreement with FHWA, we have the oversight of that. But yeah, it'll be a brand new interchange. It'll open up a direct access to the Southbridge Business Park, where we have site certification from Iowa Economic Development. And it'll give us another way to develop on that south side of Sioux City. That we're in year one of construction, and it'll be completed next year, end of calendar year 2027.
At the end of 2027. Fantastic. That'll be, once again, a huge huge boost for economic development, especially down in that Southbridge area. Want to mention Highway 20 for the folks on Highway 20, Lawton, Mobile.
Yep.
In that
so
area.
We're finishing this year. It's one of 2 years of construction. We're reconstructing US 20, that last section through Mobile. Hopefully we'll have an improvement to the Mobile four-way stop in 3 to 5 years. Right now we're kicking off a planning study of what that'll look like. But in the meantime, the mainline pavement's getting reconstructed, so it'll be safer.
Yeah. And when you think about that, when you're always doing long-term planning while you're currently fixing things.
Correct.
It's kind of the cycle of what it is. I also want to mention, too, some of the different things real quickly that you also work on that maybe people don't realize. Homeless encampments and some of those other things that are found not just in Sioux City, but around the region.
So we partner just because a lot of our infrastructure becomes places where folks end up unfortunately doing graffiti, or they have a homeless encampment. And so we partner with the locals on cleaning those things up, education, driver's license. They will offer driver's ID, and that's part of the Department of Transportation. And we work very closely with Health and Human Services and law enforcement to do the best solutions, and then our future designs, so that way they're not attractive for somebody to do that.
Yeah. And some parting words for folks, obviously patience during construction season. What do you want the folks that are listening to know?
Safety. So you guys control yourself as the driver. So hands-free is the law, no cell phones. Pay attention to the posted speed limits. And again, just drive with your head on a swivel and be patient.
I was gonna say, good lessons for all of us. And sometimes it's an important reminder because we all get busy at times, but when you're driving, you need to focus on driving.
Correct.
All right. Jessica Felix, the District 3 engineer for the Iowa Department of Transportation. Thank you so much joining us today. We appreciate the insight. We appreciate the knowledge and information on the projects that are taking place in Siouxland. That is our time on this Saturday morning. Thank you, the listener, for joining us. We hope you have a great Saturday.